USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A Florida-based doctor has been arrested in the assassination of Haiti's president. Haitian-born doctor Christian Sanon was arrested Sunday, accused of being a key figure behind last week's assassination of President Jovenel Moïse. The head of Haiti's National Police Force said Sanon recruited the group that stormed the president's home and shot he and his wife. He added that Sanon planned to take power following the killing. He is the third person with ties to the U.S. to be arrested in the investigation into the murder. 18 Colombian men and 3 other Haitians have also been arrested. And President Biden will meet with German Chancellor Angela Merkel this week at the White House. The two are expected to focus talks on the withdrawal of troops from Afghanistan, the COVID-19 pandemic, and a recent surge in cyber attacks. It could be Merkel's final visit to Washington as Germany's leader. She said she plans to step down following elections in September after more than 16 years in power. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
The price of gasoline has moved up again this week. John Clemens reports.
Gasoline analyst Trilby Lundberg tells us there's been an increase of a nickel a gallon for a national average of 3.21.
Most of this nickel comes from a recovery of gasoline margins by refiners and retailers. Oil prices had gone up last time, and we didn't get the brunt of that until now.
That national average of 3.21 is 97 cents higher from a year ago prices.
And the pump has made his first public appearance since undergoing surgery last week. Brad Bernards has the story.
Buongiorno.
Pope Francis on Sunday made his first public appearance since major intestinal surgery last week, greeting well-wishers as he stood for 10 minutes on a hospital balcony, offering hearty thanks for the prayers for his recovery and calling health care for all a precious good.
And this is USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell's My Pillow, my slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My Pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles, you won't want to take them off, or Mike Lindell will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
Late last week, Pfizer and BioNTech announced they have begun working on a COVID booster shot that would protect against all known variants of the virus, with company officials set to meet with top government health officials on Monday to discuss its request for authorization for that third shot. Dr. Anthony Fauci said Sunday that a third shot probably isn't needed at this time to combat the Delta variant, but others say it's not a bad idea for Pfizer to be investigating it. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb says it's prudent for the company to be looking into boosters. He tells CBS's Face the Nation that if a booster is approved, it would probably be targeted at a specific segment of the population.
With respect to the boosters, what we're talking about is a third dose of the existing vaccine. And we also need to remember that anyone who gets vaccinated right now will not need a booster. If you go out and get vaccinated right now, that vaccine is going to carry you through the fall and the winter. What we're really talking about is people who were vaccinated a while ago, where there may be some declining efficacy. And because Delta is such a difficult variant, because you get such high viral titers from the Delta variant, what could be happening is that as people's antibodies start to decline because they're further out from their vaccine, the Delta variant is able to overwhelm their residual antibodies, the antibodies that they have left. And it takes a little bit of time for their memory B cells, the other components of their immune system, to kick in and start producing more antibodies. And that's why they're more prone to infection. The vaccines still seem very protective against severe disease. What we're seeing in Israel is people becoming mildly and asymptomatically infected.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.